John and Linda Anderson.
Pastor, did I give you notes? Did I give you notes?
Do you have your notes?
Yeah, I have my notes.
Okay, you need the mic and you're live. And I'm live now.
Well, hello, all you beautiful people. I'm live.
And you need the mic on?
I'm not ready, but I'm live. Because they turned me on. This is not like the Lucy show. We don't have a song. So then after the song, you know, okay. They just throw you in there. There you go.
You're all good.
You're live. Okay.
Get your microphone.
Okay. And my microphone. Welcome to Soldiers for Christ here on a Wednesday night. The Global Community Church, where members are all over the world, even in Compton. I like it was like online there goes, yeah, shout out from Compton. It's like, what? We getting all over the place. Okay, are we ready to go? Huh? We are? All right. Then, minister, I keep forgetting. I'm trying to be respectful to both. We need you to pray us in. Salt minister.
Just say, hey, you.
No, you're minister. Minister Ryan, when you're here, officer, please don't hurt me when we're not.
Where are your hat, Professor?
Where my hat?
Yeah, where is it?
Where is it? It's right here.
You're gonna put it on.
What's this?
There you go.
Hold up. What?
If anybody would like a hat, we have a few left.
There's a guy back there just walked in. He looks like he needs a hat.
All right, Brent.
Let us know. We'll get you one.
All right.
FCC troops at
LA. And let's pray in. We have this like, do you have a title for today's message? What's today's title for message? What'd you write?
I wrote.
I don't even know what that title is.
Dividing the Waters, the first four books of the Torah.
Okay, that's good. That's fine with me. Fine with me. Okay. Pray me in, brother, and let's get started here. Incredible study today.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit into this place tonight. Speak through Pastor Sandy. Lord, let the words that come out of his mouth be the words straight from the throne room of Jehovah. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we are here to learn your word and that we're able to do so in freedom. But Lord, there are so many people tonight who are hurting and suffering, and the yoke of tyranny is upon them. Father God, we pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that tonight those yokes would be broken in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we send forth your ministering angels, your warring angels, to free the captives, those who are hurting and suffering. Father God, we thank you, we love you, and we raise the banner of Yeshua HaMashiach over this house. May your children know that you are there fighting for them. May they know, Father God, that you love them, that you will never let them down, and that you are looking out for them. Father, help us to turn our hearts and our eyes to you, Lord Jesus. Open up our hearts and minds to be prepared to receive this word tonight, God. Let it go forth to produce fruit for your kingdom, Father God. Help us to hear the good shepherd and no other shepherd.
Yes.
Lord, if we're listening to any other voice that's not from your Holy Spirit, Father God, we rebuke it.
Yes.
And we cast it out. I pray that tonight, Father God, your spirit would flow through Pastor Sandy and it would be delivered exactly as you intended it to be.
Yes.
We love you, Lord. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood that sets us free. We love you, Lord Jesus. We commit the rest of this evening to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do not want to continue without acknowledging people who have sent me cards because I'm telling you, in the ministry position that I am in, I need encouragement. And as much love as possible. So if you feel, send me a card, you are lifting my spirits, because as many good cards as I get, I get a few crazies. Okay. Just a few, but I get them. And it don't last long because I don't hang around foolishness, but I'm telling you, it happens. So first of all, where's my cards? Here they are. Okay, this is from Renee Winslow. If you are willing, can you please send me the Hebrew class material, as I would like to start learning this while we wait for the rapture. Okay, you got about a month and a half to learn Hebrew, because we're in the middle of the first Adar, and if you looked outside and you saw a full moon, that means it is the 15th of the first Adar, and it'll be 15 more days, and Adar 1 will be over, and they will start Adar 2 so they can get their calendar back on track. Mm-hmm. Till we meet at the cloud party, continue to enjoy YouTube service, and thank you. And this is from Renee, and Renee has her phone number on there, so I'm going to call you, Renee. I am so grateful for being able to listen to your word. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm so thankful for what God has done in my life. I can't even really explain it. I mean, Ek Efshar. I mean, how is it possible? And this is from John and Linda Anderson. And it's a letter, so I'm not going to read it to you. But we are born again Christians our whole adult lives. Da 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 da. They wrote it to me, not to you. So I'm going to read it later. Then I'm going to answer them. But praise God for them, and praise God for the card, John and Linda Anderson. And we got a card from our friends over in Gardena at the, now what is this one? Oh, this is from Mark and JJ. I don't wanna mess up their name. Shulamore. Well, anyway, they're from Tennessee, and they're Mark and JJ, and they're on my Facebook too, and we communicate quite a bit. And thank you for the gift to the church. In Jesus' name, I really appreciate it. And everything is beautiful. Truth, every broadcast, you are much loved. Amen. Hallelujah. We bring truth. Amen. This is incredible. You know what? I can explain all that God is doing with this church and with this word. And I am more than excited to get out of here. Like I said, I believe we have about a month and a half. And that's stretching it, because that would take us all the way to Nissan first. So if he comes before then, I apologize. I was short, but about a month and a half before this 2021 year is over, and they begin the 2022 year, and all of the craziness begins to happen. But the way things are going, I wouldn't be surprised if God said, you know what, my people don't need to be there no more, and just take us out, because it is getting crazier and crazier. But let me say this. I dropped Dree off at Pastor Ben's house on, what day was that? Was that Monday, Pastor Ben? And I thought, hey, I'm going to do my favorite thing to do. And I went to a little shop, and I'm looking around, and the security guard started talking to me, and we talked. Now, I'm not saying this to say, oh, I led somebody to Christ. I'm saying this because there are people still out there that need to be born again and can be born again. Mm-hmm. If we're diligent, you know? Amen. So he talked to me, and he was saying, oh, I say, so are you, have you ever accepted Christ? Are you born again? And he goes, oh, I go to church. I said, where you go to church? He said, oh, sometimes I go to the Catholic Church, and then sometimes I go to the Jehovah Witness. And I went, ooh, both of those are bad. He went, they're bad? I went, yeah, both of those are bad. And he said, well, I just go to listen, you know, because I just want to be around people that... I said, look, you don't need to go to, don't go to anyone, either of those. You don't need to go to church. If you have a Bible, you can pray, you can read your Bible at home, but please don't go to those places. And so we talked a little more, then he started talking about football, and then after a while I said, well, I said, remember what I told you, read your Bible, you don't need to go to those places. So I left, and the Lord said, did you ask him if he wants to be born again? And I went, the Lord said, go back. So I drove, I was all the way back down to Redondo, and I went all the way back down to Alamitos and said, I went and I said, he says, oh, you're back. He said, why did you come back? I said, the Lord told me to come back and ask you if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said, how do you do it? I said, well, I'm gonna go over some scripture with you, and I'm gonna tell you. So he said, we can go over there, you know, where they're not watching me, and we can pray. So I'm sitting and I'm explaining to him Romans 10:9-10, and if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart. And he said, can we do it now? So I prayed with him, and then you know how you know when somebody. When the Holy Spirit hits them, because when I used to lead guys to prison, to Christ in prison, they would tear up, you know, because they think they can just say the prayer and still be tough. But it's like the Holy Spirit is hitting you and your body's never felt that before. So he got real kind of teared up, and I was like, okay, now look, don't ever go to those other two places. Read your Bible. Here's my phone number. And I will see you. I'll come back over here and visit with you to see how you're doing. So I'm going to take him some Bible material, and everything. So, but really good guy, just a hard worker, just working security all the way out here, and he lives in L.A. So he's about 50 years old. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I'm saying that not to say, oh, look, Pastor, I'm saying you're going out and getting people. No, I'm saying it because I want us to know that when you walk away from people and you haven't given them the opportunity to ask Jesus Christ to come. And I felt bad when I drove off and the Lord had to say, you never asked him if he wanted to accept me, you know? So praise God.
Amen.
All right, my beautiful people. I have a friend named Kevin that we're on email together, and we are like going back and forth. He sends me stuff. Sometimes it's crazy. I'll send it back, go, nah, I don't want to step too far into that ring. And then he'll send me something else. And so he sent me something, and he said, well, from the Bible study that you gave before, you were saying the five books in the Torah have a certain amount of verses. And this is, we began to count the verses all the way to from 1948 and all of that. So he said, what I did was I took all the verses, and the Lord led him to do this. I took all the verses that's in Genesis, all the verses that's in Exodus, all the verses that's in Leviticus, and all the verses that's in Deuteronomy. And then I added them up, but not in Deuteronomy, in Numbers. So he added up the first four books, but he didn't add Deuteronomy. And he said, I just want to see if I subtract those four books from 2021, which is 5782, what number would I come up with, right? So he came up, so these four books equal 4,894. But we're in the year 5782, right? He subtracted these four books from the year of the ending, this rapture year, and he came up with, and it equals 888, which is Jesus. So I said, wait a minute. Because I don't think he knows Hebrew. So it's really could be just to him is four books and four numbers. But to me, it's Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Delete. What's the delete? Why would God use the fourth book? The door. Who's the door?
Jesus.
So God takes these four books and he says, I'm going to subtract these four books from the year that I'm coming. 5782. And then it's 888. So we said, well, so he sent me something else with it, but I didn't look at it. I was so excited about this because of these four books and delete being the fourth book. So the door is Jesus, and it comes out. So now he says, well, there's only one other book, and it has 959 verses in it. I'm going to subtract 888 from it. And he came up with 71, and I almost jumped out of my chair. Because 71 is the number for the Holy Spirit.
That's crazy.
So, see, that's what I want you to say. I don't want you to go, well, you know, it's just a coincidence. Because you have to know how accurate God is when it comes to numbers, okay? And how accurate God is when he puts things in the Bible for you to find at the proper time. Okay? So now if I put, you can't put in any other number other than this year, the year that of exit. This is the year that says is this is the latter end, the Lor HaAcharon. This is the Acharon year. You can only put the last year, the year of the end, there to get 888. So if you did it last year, you would have got 887. If you did it 2 years ago, you know what I mean? So that it worked out like that, it means that God is speaking. Okay? God is speaking. He's trying to let the body of Christ know, look, I've shown you in several different ways that this is it. When we went back over Deuteronomy and we counted from Deuteronomy 30 verse 5 all the way 80 years ahead, and we come to a scripture that says, if they had only known, this is the latter end. And that 80 years is from 1948 to 2028. And so therefore, how is it that Jesus would say this is the last generation and then put in the scriptures in Psalms 90 verse 10, 70 years, but 80 because of their disobedience and arrogance, this is going to happen, right? But quickly will fly away. So God is speaking. He's trying to tell people, look, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't have to go through the tribulation. You know what I mean? If you don't know Jesus, there's still opportunity to say, I repent. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Yeah. If you've fallen into one of those things that tell you, you know, like that Dr. Gene Kim. I wonder why they call themselves doctors. I guess I should get a doctor's too. I ain't going to do it. I'll throw it in the trash. And he's sitting here on a chalkboard saying, once you've accepted Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what you do after that. Rather it's good or bad, you're secure in heaven. Mm. I thought, like, everyone in the room should have just got up and walked out and said, this guy's nuts, yep. Right? Yep. But that's the doctrine that the Southern Baptist Convention pays him to preach, because his church in San Jose is under that Southern Baptist Convention, and the Southern Baptist Convention is under Freemasons, so they're going to preach the doctrine that they're taught to preach.
Yep.
But here we are, God is showing us something else, okay? And what he's shown us, now, I want you guys to look at this, because these, oh, yeah, now, you got your paperwork?
Yeah.
Go, If you're at page 5, go to page 5. Go to page 5. Now, I asked the Lord, like, why would you use the first 4 books? We just said it. It's Deuteronomy, right? I mean, it's the 4th book, and the 4th book stands for delete, which means the door. You go to Revelation chapter 4, what does it say? And I stood, and there was a door open in heaven, and a voice like a trumpet speaking to me with an open door. Jesus is delete, okay? He is the door. Now, the Lord said, and also you have to understand something. The first physical cross is in the book of Numbers. You guys know that? The first physical cross is in the book of Numbers. So if you're in page five, let's look at this, okay? I thought this was amazing too, because the Lord wanted me to show this tonight, because he's stopping at the 4th book because there's a prophecy in it about something that's going to happen that's going to involve Jesus in the 5782 year, right? So in the book of Numbers, chapter 2, we're going to see the cross. Watch this. It says, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, the Israelites are to camp around the tent of meetings, some distance from it, each man under his standard with the banner of his family. On the east toward the sunrise, the division of the camp of Judah are to encamp under the standard, and the leader of the people of Judah is Nashon, the son of Amminadab. His division is the number of 74,600. Then they give all of the people that are under the book of Judah. And in verse 9, it says, all the men assigned to that camp of Judah, according to their divisions, was 186,400. And they will set out first. Okay. So he's giving you how you're going to set up camp. Okay. I want you to set camp up, but I want you to set camp up. We'll do it with the paper, Pastor Ben. Sure. I want you to set camp up according to the number of the people that are in the camp, okay? Now, they're encamping around the Levites. The Levites is the tent of meetings. So whatever distance the Levites have this square tent that they're in, they can camp, but they have to camp at a distance as far as the number of people they have, but they cannot camp wider than the camp of the Levites, okay? So,
you'll make that cross,
huh? I'm going to have to, because it's gonna show better, and I didn't want to erase this, but we're going to have to. And okay, you guys with me? Okay, let's see. Let's erase this then, okay? Now watch this. So they have a camp, and the camp is set up like this. And let's say the Levites live here, okay? They live in this camp. Now, if you have 186,000 people, you can camp, but you can't camp outside of where the camp is. So all your people have to be within this parameter, but it says you can camp out as far as you want, okay? Whatever amount of people you get, you can camp out as far as you want. So there you have the book. Judas camped out like that, okay? Then it says, okay, now Ephraim has 157,000 people. So Ephraim camps out, and they have 157,000, so it's not as far as this one, because this is 186,000. Then he says, okay, and then Reuben You can camp out to this side, and Reuben has 151,000. So almost the same as here, right? And they can camp out as far as they want, but not wider than the camp of the Levites, because the Levites are here. This is the temple of meetings. Okay? Okay. And then we have the last one, which is the camp of Dan. And Dan had the lowest amount. It had 108,000. So theirs is a very short. Okay? Right there. Okay? So now they're all camped out. Now, if you're on the top of the mountain and the evil king is asking you to curse the Israelites and you're looking down at the camp, that's what you're looking at. You understand? So the cross appears the first time in the Bible in the book of Numbers, chapter 2. And so God is like, this is why did I stop the count at the book of Numbers? Because I'm going to prophesy about something else. Because the book of Numbers is where the cross appears, and the delete is the door, which is Jesus. So the book of Numbers is all about Jesus. So therefore, if you minus the number of the four books, how many verses they have, minus it past the year that I'm coming, 5782, 2021, you get 888. Okay? And then we go, oh my goodness, what about Deuteronomy? What do you do? Oh, let's minus Jesus from Deuteronomy, and what do you get? The Holy Spirit, who's going to take you out of the world, 71. Okay? So that's what God is showing us, like, stop playing with this. You know what's going on in the world. You know what's happening. You know I'm coming. We have Christian people who are losing their jobs because of this craziness that's going on. And God is like, I haven't forgot. This is about to happen. Okay? So let's talk about more about what this is all about. Oh, here we go. I want us to go to page 6. Let's go to page 6. Okay. Okay. And now, go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 5. I'm thankful to God that I have no time for foolishness. Yes, sir. This is about what God is doing, and it's about people who are seriously in relationship with God. This is not about what they do in the T.D. Jakes church, because God knows who's sincere in there, and he knows what's going on there, right? God, this is not about anything else than the sincere people of God who are in relationship with God, letting them know that my word is going to stand, my church is coming out of there, and once they come out of there, it's going to get very bad. And at that moment, you guys got to remember, the presence of God is in the world.
Amen.
Because of you. Because of you. The presence of God is in the world. Once we're taken out, the restrainer that stops Satan from doing all the things that he wants to do is gone. So we better realize and understand that. Are you in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 5? It says, he will bring you to the land that belong to your fathers, and you will take possession of it. It will make you more prosperous and more number than your fathers. Now, when the Jews came back into the land, they took possession of it. I want you to know and understand, God was very specific with his word, because he didn't say, you're just going to come back to the land. Because in Rome, they were back in the land. You know what I mean? When the Romans were ruling over them, they were back in the land. Okay, they even had a temple. And I mean, Herod sat in the temple, so it wasn't being by them, but they were back in the land. But here he says, in the 5708, which 1948, I'm going to bring you back in the land and you're going to take possession of it.
Yeah.
So the first time in 5708, 1948, they took possession of the land. Now, if you had forethought like God does, he says, now let me count forward 80 scriptures from there and declare the end. Okay? Because I'm going to write a scripture that says 70 years is a generation, but 80 because of your arrogance and pride, but it'll pass and you'll quickly fly away. So God knows it's going to be 80 years before he comes back and rescues Israel. Okay? So we go all the way to 32. Is it 32? Let's see. Okay. Yeah, 32:29. It says, if only they were wise and would understand and discern what their end will be. That's how it reads in Hebrew. I mean, in English. In the Hebrew, it says, if only if they had chacham, wisdom, and understood, mevin, that this is the acharon team. This is the latter end. And it says acharon team, la acharon team, when this is the beginning of the endings. So God makes sure you know this endings is going to take place in several different sessions. It's going to take place first with a rapture. Then it's going to take place with Christ coming again at the second, okay? And setting up the 1,000-year millennium. So it's not just the end is the rapture. He's talking about the latter end when he returns and rescues Israel, okay? Yeah. So we have to know and understand Jesus prophesied. This generation will not pass until all these things happen. Then he says, it won't be 70, it'll be 80. Now, by chance, we count from Deuteronomy 30, verse 5, and we count forward 80 scriptures, and it lands on the scriptures as this is the latter end. Okay? So that's an accident too, like those other numbers we put up here. Let's just call them accidents, because people don't want to believe what's going on. Let's pretend that the whole thing that's going on around the world is just one big accident that'll be over soon.
Right.
Let's pretend that the cryptocurrency's real number is 651238, and it's not really 060606. Let's just erase all the good information that God has supplied us with to remain dumb, so that we can plan our lives and just have a normal day. That's what not watching is. It's saying, I don't want to see. See, not watching is a direct disobedience.
Yeah.
It's because Jesus told you to do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, I want, the less I know, the better I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, one day it won't be like that. Because the less you know is going to hurt you.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Now, go back to, I want us to first go to Psalms chapter 121. Let's go to Psalms chapter 121. Because you're on page 6 still, right? Okay. Are you showing page 6, Pastor Ben? Now, where's my phone? I got my phone that got Google on it, and it has a Hebrew thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if some of you guys' Bibles, it'll say the song of degrees, right? Some of your Bibles say that. If I say Hama'alot into the translator, it says the Psalm of Degrees. The Psalm of Degrees. I can say it 15 times. Hama'alot, the Song of Degrees. If I say Lema'alot, you know what it says? The Psalm of Ascent. So how is it? So now we're finding out that the language is saying only one of them means to ascend. The other ones just say step by step. It's just telling you the degrees of the steps. But only one says Lema'alot means to ascend. Okay? But only one. Now you can do it with your own Google, your Hebrew on your Google and just say it, and it'll say, because now they got it where it'll speak back to you. Okay, it'll speak back to you in Hebrew. Okay. So I'll do it for you if you want before we leave. Okay, so in Psalms 121, here we go. It says here, the psalm of the ascent, okay? This is the Lema'alot. This is the only one with a lamed in it, okay? When you put the lamed in it, it gives it a numerical value of 222. 222 with the zero on the end, but the zero on the end is very important. And you have to know and understand all it means is the greatness of what 222 is all about. Me putting a zero on the end there is just showing you the magnitude of what is going on, okay? So 222, what does it mean? In Exodus, let's go back to Exodus chapter 19, verse 19. Because a lot of us are worried. And I have read scripture that God does not sleep or slumber, and he has not forgotten about us. Amen. Exodus chapter 19. That young lady walked off of her job, and she said, sometimes you got to do things for your faith over your survival. And she said, Kaiser is letting me go today. They're escorting me out. But she said, you know what? I got my Jesus.
Amen.
She walked out saying, I'm going to be all right.
Amen.
I was like, that's bad girl right there. That's some David stuff right there, right? Okay, Psalm 19. Let's begin at the very beginning of Psalms 19, okay? In the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the house of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourself have seen what I did in Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully, and keep my commandments, then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
Yes.
So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words of the Lord, and he commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, we will do everything the Lord has said. Is that I do or what?
I do.
Okay, so we got a covenant about to happen here, okay? Then it says, what verse am I in?
Eight,
thank you. It said, the people all respond together, we will do everything the Lord said. So Moses brought the answer back to the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, I am going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you. Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. 2 days. You understand? Because he's telling you something Jesus is going to do later. Jesus is like, I'm going to be gone for 2 days, but on the third day, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back for a reason, because this event is going to happen on the third day. So he says this, and the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day. Because on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, be careful that they do not go up the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. He shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow. Not a hand is to be laid on him. And it says, whether a man or animal, he shall be permitted. He shall not be permitted to live. Only when the ram horn sounds a long blast may you go up to the mountain. So he said, on the third day, you not coming up till you hear a long blast.
Yeah.
But I'm prophesying to you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm going to come down on the third day. And after you hear a long trumpet blast, then you can come up.
Yeah.
Okay? Now it says, after Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, prepare yourselves for the third day. On the third day, there was a wedding in Canaan.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And then it says, abstain from relations with your spouse. And it says, on the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with thick clouds over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Verse 17, then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because of the Lord had ascended in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like the smoke that of a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently.
Yeah.
It's a horrible wedding. Okay. But it's a wedding. And the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Now you're in the middle of an earthquake and a trumpet is blowing. Are you guys picturing this? You're getting married. It's the middle of an earthquake and thunder and lightning is outside. And you agreed to have this wedding, okay? And then it says, the sound of the trumpets grew louder and louder, and Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. You hear that? Kol Elohim. Know what the numerical value is? 222. The voice of God. Kol Elohim. Okay? John says, I heard a voice speaking to me like a trumpet, and it said what? Come up here. Kol Elohim, the voice of God. Why in Psalms 121, the only song that says Le Ma'alot, to ascend, does it have the numerical value of 222 with power though, the voice of God? I'm gonna show you why it's with power, okay? So, let's go to Hebrews. because we have to read this so you understand this is going to happen again. Where's that scripture at, Pastor Ben? You know. You know where it is. It's either in 12. Okay, here it is. In Hebrews chapter 12. It says this event's going to happen again. Watch how it's going to happen. It says, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched. You hear that? Verse 18. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched. This is a whole new thing. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, darkness and gloom and storm. Remember that marriage?
Yes.
To a trumpet blast or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further words be spoken to them. Say, can we get this wedding over? That's how their wedding was. He says, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touched the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying, Moses said, I am trembling with fear. Said, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You going up. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. To the church of the firstborn, whose name is written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirit of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Numerical value for Abel, 37, 24 times 37 is 888. So Jesus says, I am the greater Abel. Abel got killed by his brothers. I got killed by my brothers. But I'm coming back down. We're going to get married. You understand? But don't worry, it's not going to be like theirs. When you get there, there'll be angels standing all around in joyful assembly. Okay? There'll be smoke burning and earthquakes. Okay? So understand, that day is spoken of, it's going to happen again. When did that day happen? On the third day. How many days have Christ been gone? Over 2,000 years. Now we're early morning on the third day.
Yeah.
A day is unto Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. We are on the third day of God early in the morning, yeah. Okay? So God puts the numerical value in 121, 222, the voice of God. Let's look at this. Go back to page one. Okay. Now, Kevin says this. Hey, Pastor Sandy, I subtracted 888 from Deuteronomy since we didn't use 888. We only used the first four books. But when I subtracted 888 from Deuteronomy, it gave me 71. But he didn't know what it meant. He said, whatever that means, right? And I'm like, it said, what, 71? Are you crazy? So I started looking for my notes, right? So I sent it to him. I said, I got to send you this. I thought you needed to know this, okay? 71 is strongly associated with the Holy Spirit, which is really the numerical value of 710. Okay? 71, it said, its primary meaning in fullness and dove. It appears in the scripture of Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. So, Holy Spirit is not 71. The dove is 71. But if I want to tell you something, and I want to show you it in its greatest power, in its greatest strength. In the Old Testament, I'm going to tell you it's the dove. But when I tell you the real thing in the New Testament, it's going to be the Holy Spirit, and it's going to be 7:10.
Yeah.
Okay? Now watch this. Let's see. I'm going to read this. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straight out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and saw the Spirit descending on him like a dove, okay, and lighting upon him. So this dove is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. This is where this comes from. Now, let's see if I need to read this. 70 minutes. Oh, check this out. Okay. What's that?
15 minutes.
15 minutes? Get out of here, Pastor Ben. Okay, watch this. 15 minutes. Okay. Okay, it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of the people and offer and offers over them and officers over them and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee, and I will come down and talk with thee there. I will take the Spirit which is upon thee and put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. It says, the Lord God Almighty placed his Spirit upon how many men? 70. Then how many people have his Spirit? 71. Okay? So when he subtracted 888 from Deuteronomy and he sees 71, he doesn't understand that the 71 that's remaining is talking about the Spirit of God, the dove. Okay? Let's continue. Okay, the word fullness in Hebrew is 71. The word joy in Hebrew, 71. The word Holy Spirit is 71, okay? Thou wilt show me the path of light and the fullness of joy. Thou wilt show me the path of light and the fullness of joy, that's 71, and thy right hand there are pleasures forever. Listen to this, John 3. Verse 29, he that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth here and heareth him, rejoice greatly because the bridegroom's voice. My joy, therefore, is full. 71. So the fullness of joy is 71. So when I remove 888 from Deuteronomy and it leaves me 71, we're talking about the fullness of joy brought by who? The Holy Spirit. Okay.
That's crazy.
I'm just trying to tell you guys that God is like, I'm going to show you everything. I've already shown you stuff that you shouldn't, that nobody's going to find out unless God shows it to them. Right. Because he's trying to tell us, look, we're about to get out of here. Okay? I'm on page 2. No, I'm good. Whom have not seen ye love, in whom thou now seest him not, ye believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. You hear that? Rejoice that you rejoice with joy. So they're using fullness of God's glory. They're using fullness. They're using 71 all in this scripture in 1 Peter 1:8. With joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. What's the end of your faith? The salvation of your soul, full of glory. Now, watch this. Let's see if I have it on the other page. Yes, we do. But it's not covered in. Okay, so anyway, here are all the numbers. Now, this is what you guys need to know.
Still on page 2?
I'm still on page 2. So you see that word right there says fullness, my low? It's 71. But fullness of joy in, I believe, the Greek or in another Hebrew sense will give you 710, okay? See, you got here, dove is 71, but in Greek is 710. Why? Because to let you know that the dove is really the Holy Spirit in its fullness, okay? Now watch. Praise, hallel, is 71, but the word fullness of joy is would be 710. Or it said, now look at this. The golden candlesticks in from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2, the golden candlesticks, the seven menorah lamp, the church, numerical value, 710, which is the full strength of the Holy Spirit bringing us to him, right? So understand that when you times 10, you give the fullness of what it is. And I have many examples like this, you know. Passover in Hebrew is going to be one number, and then it'll be 10 times that. It'll be 148, but 10 times that, it'll be 1480, which is 10 times what that is. So therefore, it's the fullness, the fullness of that scripture will be in the next thing, like in Greek, right? So God will give you the example, the smallness of it, and then he'll give you the fullness of it so that you understand this is it when it comes to its max, okay? So Passover, I forget, yeah, 148. But what's Christ in Greek? 1480. I'm going to times it times 10 so you know that the Passover is really Christ. You understand? So that's how the scriptures are written. So now God does this, but when he gets to, when he has the wedding at the mountain in Exodus, he says, call Elohim, the voice of God, 222. But when he gets to Psalms 121, he has 2220. This is the fullness of the action. You understand? I'm telling you, God is like, I'm going to show it all to you. You got to understand and see what's going on. Okay? Go to the next scripture there. I mean, the next page there. Okay? It says, these things I have spoken to you spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Those are all 71 gematrias. Okay. In here in Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, it says, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Okay? Now, we've done this study before. The word Thessalonians for the restrainer is the Greek word katechno, which means the one who holds back, the restrainer. Okay? One, its numerical value is 726, okay? Then the word spirits, but not just any spirits. It's the spirits that's taken from a scripture, I believe in Hebrews, that says he's the father of spirits, that God is the father of spirits. And it only uses this when it says God is the father of spirits, meaning that these are the people that he's given birth to. That would be the same numerical value as the restrainer, 1726, okay? So understand that the only way that the Antichrist can come forward is if you take the restrainer away. And we saw that with the scriptures this past week. Two scriptures that say what? It shall be as it was in the days of Noah. Okay? Two scriptures. One's in Matthew and one's in Luke chapter 17, verse 26. When you minus Luke from the one in Matthew, right, it gives you 7:1:1, which is what? The day that the flood began in Genesis. So everything God is like, I'm pointing everything to this so you'll know the day, the time, and the hour that you are living in. This is no time to play church. I don't know who's listening, but I'm telling you right now, this is no time to play church.
Amen.
This is no time to be sitting around talking about, well, I'm just going to deal with this situation until, no, you need to get situations, get your house in order. Because this is not a time to be playing around. God is not giving us information for us to sit on and to still act and be the same way.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
It's not happening that way. To me, what Kevin sent me, and you know, you're doing numbers, but you don't know Hebrew, so you don't understand the fullness of what you're sending. But you're sending numbers, okay? And so now, you don't get 8-8 with any other year.
Right.
I just want you to know that. You don't get 8-8 with any other year. It has to be 2021, 5782, okay? Subtract Aleph, Bet, Gamel, delete, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. And why Numbers? Because the cross is in Numbers. Why Numbers? Because Jesus is the door. So I'm going to subtract the year that I'm coming back from the four books. 888. I'm coming. Now I'm going to take you to Deuteronomy because it's the only book left that we didn't count. And I'm going to subtract 888 from that, and it's going to give you the Holy Spirit, the dove, the fullness of joy is coming. Sometimes I just go like this. What can I say? You know what I mean? What more can I say? You know what I mean? We could have a big sermon and talk about what Jesus did and how he died on the cross for us and how we need to live for him and carry our cross and walk in forgiveness and do all the things that Christians should be doing. And God is trying to tell you that it's no time for you to play church anymore, okay? It's a lot of people sitting in churches that they absolutely 100% know this is not it. But they stay because it's a club. And God is like, that is not what I want you to do. God wants us to stand up for him, to live for him. Yeah, I can't say anymore. Pastor Ben, am I out of time?
Yes, sir.
I'm out of time. What is this? What is this?
Page 4?
Oh, let's see what's on page 4.
You should open
Pastor Ben says, Pastor Ben said I got a minute left, so I'm gonna use it on page 4. Let's see. Nah. Oh, see, page 4 is the page I was looking for. Thessalonians, the Spirit. It even has that. Yep. There's many spirits. Maybe I could, but I'm trying to make sure that it's not saying the exact same thing. The crown of gold. Yeah, we'll talk about this tomorrow because you remember the crown of gold. You put the crowns on the 24 elders' head.
Yeah.
They were Stephanos. They were symbols of royalty, right? When Jesus comes back in Revelation chapter 19, he has diadems on his head.
Yeah, the real.
Was like, it's the real stuff. Not from swap meet. Real gold, all right? So it's just going to be amazing. We can go over this tomorrow, Pastor Ben, because
tomorrow part two?
Tomorrow we'll do part two and go down into some of the other scriptures that are just showing you that the golden lampstands are now in heaven and that we're out of here before the tribulation even begins. You have to know that.
Yes.
You can't spend time with people talking about mid-trib and, oh, we're just going to miss the wrath of God in the middle. You got to dismiss people like that because it's not God's plan. So they're speaking another plan, and that's not God's plan. So you have to know God's plan, and his plan is you're out of here. You're out of here, okay? And so we're going to see tomorrow how he removes the Holy Spirit. And with removing the Holy Spirit, what does he do? He removes the church. Because
yeah.
The Holy Spirit has one job while he's here. What's that job?
Get him a bride.
Find a bride and bring him back. Bring her back, okay? Find a bride, bring her back. That's what I'm telling you. Is that what Abraham told Eleazar?
Oh, yeah.
Find a bride, bring her back, okay?
Yeah.
That's your job. And that's what the Holy Spirit's doing. Finding people that will accept Jesus Christ and agree to marry somebody they've never seen. Bring her back. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. All right. Now I open
it.
I can show it. Let me see. Is this a salt shirt? All right. We at least we were in the playoffs. All right. What does it say? I can't see it.
Salt Crew, Disciples of Jesus.
Wow. Fishers of men. You got
good?
We about to bring up 153 sons of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
This is awesome. Okay. Let's pray out. Who prayed us in?
Ryan.
All right. Put that lollipop down. And said hallelujah. How many licks does it take to get to that Tootsie Roll Center? Are you too young for that?
No.
This look like twins. All right.
Twinsies.
He couldn't tell us apart. Look, Pastor Smith was confused. He was like, which one's Pastor Sam?
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Boy right here.
I'm done.
Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this time in your word tonight. We thank you for delivering it to us through Pastor Sandy. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would restore him tonight, give him peaceful sleep, and prepare his message for tomorrow. Lord, we ask that you would anoint and protect and bless every member of this body. Lord, that we would hear from you, our good shepherd, and we would tune out everything of this world. That we would be seeking your kingdom and nothing else. Father, the only thing that we get to take with us into your house is those people that we share the gospel with. Those people who receive you as Lord. So, Lord, let us be about your business.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready to go.